Well, hi, everybody. This is Rem, and this is goal setting session number three. This is a two-part session. So number three and number four are called creating smart, focused goals that serve you and your family. So I want to talk about where we're headed with this. But before I do that, I want to get into a discussion about where we've been. So, you know, if you remember, in goal session number one, we talked about what. What is the purpose of your career? What is the purpose of your job? What is it that you're that gives you passion? Why do you go to work? What is it that you do? You have to make sure you really know this, because that will help you so much with, you know, and it's not just going to work to get to make money. Everybody has to do that. That's fine. But we're better than just that. I mean, we serve other people. We move forward in our careers. What is it that all makes possible for you and for your family because of your efforts? We got to remember that. Secondly, we got to remember our organization and prioritization exercise, my deceptively simple yet extremely powerful tool for getting organized. So that we got all that stuff. You should have your top 10 list now, and you should have your twos and threes that were used to be ones, and your twos and threes that were the other ones that we had on our great big list, because that's going to inform how we're going to actually think about and write our goals. Okay, so now, Gary Keller wrote a book called The One Thing, which I really enjoyed. And, you know, in that, he talks about this focusing question that you can use in anything that you want to be thinking about, in your personal life, in your business life, your job, your finances, your personal finances, your own health, and the fun that you have in your life. You can ask this question: what is the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else is easier or unnecessary? And, you know, I'll give you a simple example about that. I have a good friend, and we were going for a walk, and because this person is my friend, you know, I said to this individual, based on all the things that I believed that I had the latitude to appropriately say this to someone that I care about deeply, and that was, you know, I think you're very, very angry with your wife. You're upset with your wife. And, you know, he said, what are you talking about? And I said, well, you know, here's some examples. And he wasn't at all ready to accept that, which is just fine, because, you know, A, I could be wrong, B, whatever. And I said, well, you know, the one thing you might consider is using this question. You know, what is the one thing that I can do such that by doing it, I could heal my marriage? What is the one thing? And later, that proved to be enormously helpful and powerful for my friend in working through that. Because a lot of times when you ask that question, what is the one thing I can do to heal my health and become a healthy individual that I want to be? You know, you get the answer. The answer comes right to you. You're just like, I don't want to do that, but you get the answer. So the focusing question is very, very helpful. And that comes again from Gary Keller and his book, The One Thing. There's another concept around this idea of the one thing, and that is all of us have one overriding issue, one overriding thing that matters. And when you're working on your goals, this is going to pop up, because, you know, I'm going to talk in a minute about your personal goals. In the worksheets you have, it says business goals. I would say that is your career. You know, you don't own the practice. You don't own the company you work at, but you own your career. So I want you to think about that as your career. Their financial is your actual finances, your personal family finances. Health is obvious, and fun is also obvious. Or maybe it's not as obvious. We'll talk about it, but it is your own fun in your life. Because if you're not having fun, what's the point? But the thing is, I want to talk about your career, your job, because, you know, at Top Practices, my one thing in my life is to build Top Practices into the single best company I can that serves my doctors and their staff members to the deepest level that I, most profound level that I possibly can. It is through that service to others that all of the things that I'm attempting to accomplish in my life with my goals, they all come from that. Andrew Carnegie, who ran U.S. Steel, is known for, you know, being an incredible philanthropist, universities, libraries, all these wonderful things that he's done. But he was able to do that because he had his company, which was U.S. Steel. And that's, of course, on a great big scale. But you have your company, and it's called Your Career. And Your Career is a wonderful asset. It is a treasure in your life. It should not be something you go to that is drudgery. It should be joyful, and it should be great. And in fact, there's a wonderful book you can read called The Fred Factor, about finding purpose and joy in your work. It's so easy to read. You can read it in a couple of hours, and I highly recommend it. But I want you to be thinking about all this as we start to work on these goals, because these goals are going to matter as you move forward. Some of these will align into your into working at the practice. If you're an office administrator, you're going to see a very clear path here. If you're a medical assistant, if you're a biller, if you're a financial person, a receptionist, whoever you are in the marketer, in the practice, you know, you can see your own, think about it as your own little company in the company. So the Top Practices goal worksheets, as you look at them, are divided into the following categories: personal goals, business goals or career goals, financial goals, health goals, and fun goals. Now, they're also set up so that you can work backwards from lifetime goals, where you want to get to ultimately, to the current, all the way down to 3-year goals, all the way to the 12-week period that you're currently in right now. And you got to do these in all the different areas of your life, because it's all of those things matter. I've never been able to find a simpler way to organize the areas where we want to do these goals other than personal, business, financial, health, and fun, or career in your case. If I could make it simpler, I would, but that's your life, and you have to take all of them important. This exercise is using what we've built on already, is to help you find your what in each of these areas, what I'm doing it for, so that we can, you know, if you know your why, and now we know what the what will be, because we're going to write these goals, it'll help you stay with it no matter what hits you. And, you know, in the worksheet that you have, there's a section on writing goals, and that's, you know, all about two, there's two mindsets, and then there's the actual SMART goals. Mindset number one is, again, remember the true purpose of your job, your career, is to serve you and to fund your ideal lifestyle, not the other way around. Your job should be bringing you joy. Your job should be bringing you freedom through money and what we can do with that money. So second mindset is a goal. If you don't put it in writing and you don't review it often, it's just a wish. So the goals you're working on now, they need to be SMART. And I want you to read this section about SMART goals. That means they're specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound. Time-bound, that's very important. By when? How will you know when it will be the time? And then, you know, my buddy Dave Freeze always says, or more, or sooner. So when you move then to the goals, what are your goals in your lifetime goals, your 3-year goals, and then your 12-week goals? Now, I don't want you to worry about the 12-week goals right now. We will worry about that in 2 weeks when we do part two. You're just now working on your personal, your career, your financial, your health, and your fun goals, lifetime in 3 years. So you write them out. Now let's talk about your lifetime goals. You know, Gary Keller calls it your someday goal. In the 12-week year, Brian Moran calls it your aspirational vision. You know, these are hard. When you look at, when you know, what are my personal goals? for my life, you know, and so things are like, you know, I mean, some of those goals are like be able to help my kids, go to college, or help pay for college or pay for college for my kids. It's about paying off the house. It's about having, if you want it, a house by the lake or on the shore or the condo in Panama. I mean, that is one, actually. That's a real one of somebody's. Going to Disneyland every year because Disney World every year because it's the happiest place on earth. That's another real one. What are all of these things that you want to do? We have to be clear about those. And here's the thing. When you're doing this to begin with, it's going to feel fuzzy. And you're going to be like, I don't know. I don't know what I want. Okay, that's fine. Neither does anybody else. But if you had a dream cap, if you had an ability to make it happen, what would be your dream? Go ahead and do that for a while. Dream with this. Persevere. Put your dreaming cap on. And as you begin to write these and then move down to your three-year goals, they will start to crystallize and get clearer. Some of them are already very clear for you. Some of them aren't. You know, I had one. I knew this much. I knew I wanted to live. Diane and I lived for 8 years in the Southwest. And I always knew I wanted to come back, but I didn't know where, I didn't know how, and I didn't know when. And Diane and I have goals, I have goal cards that I wrote 10 years ago that say that I would be doing what we did. And that is, you know, kids are all grown and whatever, and, you know, and we picked up, and I'm out here near Red Rock Canyon in the Las Vegas area, and in the Southwest, I have the desert lifestyle, and I have a great airport. I got everything that I wanted, and I had to work and think and work on it. But boy, I'll tell you what, it took effort to achieve that on so many different levels. But, you know, I'm happy, really happy about it. That's what you want for you, however that fits into your goals. A lot of folks can't pick up and move. A lot of doctors, I mean, you know, you could do it, but that's pretty complicated because your practice is where it is. Top practices is not, doesn't have those kind of restrictions. That's why I could do that. So now, another thing, when you're looking at these, the form has room for five lifetime goals. That's just, I mean, I couldn't figure out, five seemed like a good number. If you have more, write them out, add them. If you have less, then only write those. You know, three is a good number. Less than three, I don't know if you're working hard enough. 3 to 7 great lifetime goals is the most common in these categories. But you got to put time frames on them, even though they're lifetime, by when. You know, when do you want this to happen? You know, Dave Ramsey, if you talk about the financial goals, you know, Dave Ramsey talks about becoming debt-free in a much shorter period of time than anyone would think possible in his great book, Total Money Makeover. That is a great book if you want to really think about your personal finances. It has changed my life. Everyone that I know that read it and did it changed their lives. It is almost, it's not magic, but it's doggone, it's so smart it might as well be. And then you want to move to your three-year vision. Once you have your lifetime goals, and this is really what I'm going for, then where do I need to be in 3 years in order to make that happen? That's hard to think that through, and sometimes it's scary, and sometimes it's gut-checking. You're going to resist this too, but you got to do it. Don't worry about the 12-week goals now. We'll worry about that later in 2 weeks, whenever we do it. And again, personal goals. Just a couple thoughts here. And that's the one area where people really do kind of struggle. Career goals, that can be pretty, that's clearer. You may have to do some tough things and go to school or something to accomplish some of these things, but you can see that. But just so you know, personal goals, that can include spiritual goals. That can include relationship goals, homes, college for your children, things that you are, you know, that are in your personal life, the things that don't fall into the other main areas. Health goals are pretty simple and understandable. Financial goals, again, if you want help with that, Dave Ramsey's Total Money Makeover will change your life on that topic, regardless of what you earn or what your circumstances are. You'd be amazed at how you can get your finances under control. And then fun goals. And here's the thing. This is the one area that almost everybody wants to skip because they don't think it's important. Nothing could be further from the truth. Without your fun goals, your vacations, hobbies that you want to do, painting, being a pilot, putting, I mean, I don't know what yours are. It doesn't matter what they are. You got to love them. I have people that ride horses, and I've got people that want to walk really well. And then, you know, just whatever it is, without these goals, life can be very mundane and very routine. Here's the thing. At the end of your life, you're not going to remember a lot of these other goals. I mean, the big ones and what accomplished, yes. But you know what you're going to remember? You're going to remember, like for me, when we started Top Practices and did not have the finances to support taking our daughters to Europe, Diane looked at me and said, Rem, in 10 years, are we going to remember what it cost, what we saved by not going, or are we going to remember that we took our daughters to Paris and London? And you know, that's really what we do remember. And that changed the trajectory of their lives, one of them in a very profound and very positive way. I'm so glad we did it. And I always go on my vacations because that's what I like. That's what gives me joy. But what's yours? Anyway, include your loved ones in all of that. Have fun with this. This is stressful. People usually get kind of freaked out when they do this. So just work through it. Dream. Play around with it. You know, and don't let anybody be looking over your shoulder. You know, and by that I mean all those oh, you should, and oh, that's not. Whatever those things are that you've got, whoever said that to you and kind of programmed you that way, put that away for a little bit. Dream for the next 2 weeks. And then we'll come back, and we'll do some focusing with it. We'll get into some of these 12-week plans, and before we move on to the tools that can help you get there, and we'll even talk even more about those plans as we get closer. So, and think about your job. That's important in there, your career, how you're going to work with the team, and you know, you're going to then come together with the rest of your team there, and not on these cherished close goals. You don't have to share any of those with anybody, but you know, as a group for the practice goals, working with the doctors, how do we fit into all of that? It's going to be fun. All right, have a great couple of weeks. Don't stress out too much, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.